AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Beginning today, travelers coming to the U.S. from six mostly Muslim nations will have to prove that they have family or business here. President Trump says he's protecting the nation from terrorists. Critics say he's trying to keep Muslims out of the country. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports from Washington.
Visa applicants from the six countries must prove that they have a parent, spouse, child, daughter or son-in-law, or a sibling already living in the United States. Other close relationships don't count, meaning grandparents, fiancés, even aunts and uncles are excluded. Or there has to be a documented business or educational offer. The rules are similar for all refugees, and the State Department is giving a little room to grant exemptions. These changes follow Monday's Supreme Court ruling upholding portions of President Trump's executive order. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Homeland Security is demanding that airlines around the world step up security measures for international flights bound for the U.S. Airlines that don't could be forced to ban larger electronic devices in both carry-on and checked luggage. The highest-ranking Vatican official ever to be charged in the church's sex abuse scandal is denying accusations of sex assault from years ago. Cardinal George Pell is taking a leave of absence after being charged in his native Australia. Our Kristen Gelino reports.
This is a stunning decision that is certain to rock the highest levels of the Vatican. Pell is Pope Francis's chief financial advisor and Australia's most senior Catholic, and he's now the highest-ranking Vatican official to ever be charged in the church's long-running sexual abuse scandal.
In Regensburg, Germany, they're going to have to evacuate a prison after an unexploded World War II-era bomb was found during construction work nearby. This is AP Radio News. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is trying to look more like America. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
The Oscar people have sent out invites to 774 new members, all of it part of an effort to make the Academy better represent the people who watch movies. Among those given invites are Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, and Gal Gadot. Also asked aboard are Betty White, Dwayne Johnson, Terry Crews, Priyanka Chopra, and Zoe Kravitz. Academy President Cheryl Boone Isaacs says by broadening the base of people who can vote to nominate films and performances, it will help to reverse a trend that has seen those voting for Oscars as trending toward old, white, and male. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Major League Baseball umpire John Tum Payne and other bystanders grabbed a woman just as she climbed over the railing of a bridge in Pittsburgh yesterday, saving her life as she urged him to let her go. Another bystander called 911. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.